我小时候知道家老黄鼓狼，我要带一个人嘛，他知道这慢慢的谁给我的台上嘛，爸妈那的妈的嘛，谁在他那上massive stroke I had.
The massive stroke that I had
was in 2008.
Was in 2008.
October. At that time, Radhanathswami's yatra was in Vrindavan.
Radhanathswami's yatra was in Vrindavan.
And apparently, he prayed, and all the yatris prayed for my survival.
Apparently, he prayed, and all the yatris prayed for my survival.
We'll see how powerful his prayers are.
So you can see how powerful his prayers are.
I was very anxious to see that all of you are well taken care of.
To see that all of you are well taken care of.
During this yatra in Mayapur. So I rushed back from Ujjain. To be here.Radhanathswami is very kind that he has asked me to speak.
Radhanathswami is very kind that he has asked me to speak.
I'm sorry because his lectures are so nectarian.
I'm sorry because his lectures are so nectarian.
And I'm like a toad. Wah, wah. But I'll try to say something about Lord Chaitanya.
But I will try to say something about Lord Chaitanya.
I heard that you heard how Jagannath Mishra passed away.
I heard that you heard how Jagannath Mishra passed away.
Lord Chaitanya was thinking that he's maintaining his mother.
Lord Chaitanya was thinking that he is maintaining his mother.
He has a household.The house is not on the bricks or the bamboo it's made from.
The house is not just bricks or bamboo that it is made from.
The real home is made by the Grihini.
The real home is made by the Grihini.
And he said, I'm a Grihastha that I have the house.I have no wife.
Grihasthas have a house.
I am a Grihastha,
but I have no wife.
So I should get married. But he was a bit young. In those days in India, people married at a young age.
And in those days,People in India married at a young age.
But he didn't tell Mother Sachi his own idea.
But he didn't tell Mother Sachi his own idea.
He was studying at Gangal Pandit's store.
He was studying at Ganga Pandit's school.
And the famous matchmaker of Navadvip.
And the famous matchmaker of Navadvip.
Vanamali. He went to speak to Mother Sachi. And he told her. I have a very good match for your son.
She is just like Lakshmi.
And he was introducing Lakshmi Priya. Mother Sachi, usually mothers are eager to get their sons married. But she said, well, he's a bit young. He's studying now.
Let him study.
So these words were very distressful to Vanamali.
So these words were very distressful to Vanamali.
The word used is niras, not juice.
The word used is niras, no juice.
And he was very frustrated. He had chosen this very good match, and Mother Sachi was not listening. And so he left the house. And he was thinking that the Lord is all merciful. Surely he'll help this match be. Meanwhile, Vishwambar, otherwise there's another name for Lord Chaitanya.
Meanwhile, Vishwambar, which is another name for Lord Chaitanya,
he being a superstar, he knew everything that was going on.
He knew everything that was going on.
He paid his obeisances and took his book and went along the path. On the way, he met Vanamali Ghatak. Oh, you're looking very sad. Why is that?
What's up?
Well, the reason was I went to your house. But your mother wasn't ready to listen. So Vishwambar said, well, I'll talk to her.
It was very cryptic.
He couldn't really tell what he was thinking. But Bala Malika thought, he thought, well, that's just some hope.
So Vanamali Ghatak thought, well, there is still some hope.
So Lord Chaitanya went home and said, oh.
So Lord Chaitanya went home and said, oh.
Mother Saji, Ma.
Ma.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I met Vanamali Pandit on the way.
I met Vanamali Pandit on the way.
He was very frustrated.
He was very frustrated.
Not good to have Brahmins frustrated.
It is not good to have Brahmins frustrated.
So Mother Sachi understood that he was interested.
So Mother Sachi understood that he was interested.
She's very clever.
She's very clever.
So I'll call back Vanamali tomorrow.
So she said, I'll call back Vanamali tomorrow.
And they called him back.
And she called him back.
And asked him.
And asked him.
What was the proposal you had?
What was the proposal you had?
So then he proposed Lakshmi Priya.
So then he proposed Lakshmi Priya.
And I think in ISKCON we could use some ghataks.
I think in ISKCON we need some ghataks.
People use this internet.
People use internet.
You never know what you get.
But you never know what you get.
So Vanamali, he was expert.
So Vanamali, he was expert.
So matching up people.
Matching up people.
To see that they have similar compatibilities.
To see that they have similar compatibilities.
So he said, well, I'll propose to them and see what they say.
So he said, well, I'll propose to them and see what they say.
So he went to see the father.
So he went to see the father.
And he proposed that he give his daughter in marriage to the Nimai Pandit.
So he proposed that he give his daughter in marriage to Nimai Pandit.
He said, oh, I'm a poor Brahmin.
He said, well, I'm a poor Brahmin.
I can't give dowry.
I can't give dowry.
My daughter is my jewel.
My daughter is my jewel.
I can only give her and five haritakis.
Okay. I can only give her and five haritakis.
Haritaki is one of the trifalas.
Haritaki is one of the trifalas.
That shouldn't be an issue.
He said, that shouldn't be an issue.
Vanamali said.
Vanamali said.
So then, I have your consent.
So then I have your consent.
So that he got it. He was very happy. He went back to Mother Sachi.
He was very happy and he went back to Mother Sachi.
Told her that everything is arranged.
He told her that everything is arranged.
So then I fixed the date.
So then they fixed the date
for Adivas.
For Adivas,
they fixed another day for the marriage.
And fixed the day for marriage.
Now, Adivas, the family and friends.
So on Adivas, the family and friends
of the boy.
Of the boy.
Meet the boy. Sometimes they do Abhishek. They have little snacks. And similarly, the family and friends of the girl. They have a meeting with the girl. And they do sometimes Abhishek. Now, in the Abhishek for the girl. They put the name of the husband in the water. On the bridegroom.
In the ceremony for the girl, they put the name of the bridegroom in the water.
And then they sprinkle that water over her. With mantras that she can control him. It's not done so much in Islam. Maybe that's the problem. So Lord Chaitanya gave jewel necklaces. To all the guests. Snacks were very opulent. So then, it was a very wonderful Adivas. On the day of the marriage. Mother Sachi addressed her kinsfolk.
On the day of marriage, Mother Sachi addressed her relatives.
Please, that boy has no father. See that he can get married nicely.
Please see that he can get married nicely.
Lord Chaitanya, he started to cry. And Mother Sachi said, why are you crying?
This is a happy day.
You're not supposed to cry.
Mother. This is not an ordinary thing. I just gave out jewel necklaces.
The way you spoke sounded like you wanted money or something. We could take care of all the needs, don't worry. So then Mother Sachi, she changed her mood. So then everything became very happy.
Everyone became very happy.
So then there was a procession.
There was a procession.
And Lord Chaitanya was taken on a palanquin.
And Lord Chaitanya was taken on a palanquin.
He was accompanied by Brahmins.
He was accompanied by Brahmins.
Who were chanting Brahman mantras.
Who were chanting Brahman mantras.
And some musicians.
There were some musicians.
And they describe 80 different musical instruments.
There were 18 different musical instruments.
And I only knew about 4 or 5.
I only knew about 4 or 5.
The rest were some unique kind of instruments.
The rest were some unique kind of instruments.
I think, we'll have to locate those instruments and take a photo.
I think that we should locate those instruments and take a photo.
They're pretty rustic.
They're pretty rustic.
So they have this procession.
So they had this procession.
And all the people came out.
And all the people came out
to see Lord Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit.
To see Lord Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit.
The girls, they came out, normally they were very shy.
The girls came out, normally they are very shy.
But then they came very excited.
But they became very excited.
They called, they yelled out, but they don't normally do.
They yelled out. They yelled out, which they normally don't do.
Hurry up, hey! Didi! Eli, get in there, hurry up! Wear your silk sari, wear your kajal.
Wear your sari, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nimai is getting married.
Wear your sari, what is?
Kajal.
Wear your sari, wear your kajal.
Silk sari.
Silk sari.
So it said that the whole city of Navadvip was flooded with Krishna Prema.
So it is said that the whole city of Navadvip was flooded with Krishna Prema.
I was translating this in Delhi at that time.
I was translating this in Delhi at that time.
Someone knocked on the door.
Someone knocked on the door.
Yes.
I said, yes.
I said, Mayapur is flooded.
They said, Mayapur is flooded.
Prabhupada said that Mayapur floods.
Srila Prabhupada said that Mayapur floods.
When he wants Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Yajna to flood the world.
When he wants Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Yajna to flood the world.
So, this is not the flood time.
This is not the flood time.
And we don't want you to be flooded. We don't want you to be flooded.
We don't want you to be flooded.
But a little rain is demonstrating that when you go back, you should flood your place with Harinam.
But the little rain is demonstrating that when you go back, you should flood your place with Harinam.
Radha Swami is always preaching the glories of the holy name.
Radhanath Swami is always preaching the glories of the holy name.
Prabhupada said that the disciples of the preaching sannyasi.
Prabhupada said the disciples of a preaching sannyasi
should also preach. So I hope that you all preach as much as possible.
So I hope that all of you are preaching as much as possible.
Let's see, where were we? Hurry up!
Nimai Pandit is getting married.
And then, So thousands of people. They flooded the road. And they carried Nimai Pandit on a palanquin.
Through various streets.
And then just at the time of Goduli. Goduli is when Krishna would come back with the cows and cows.
Goduli is the time when Krishna would come back with the cows and calves.
And there would be dust.
And there would be dust
from the feet of the cows.
Goduli.
That's just a little before the sunset.
That's a little before sunset.
Very peaceful time.
Very peaceful time.
And then that was the time that Lord Nimai, he arrived at the house of Lakshmi Priya.
That was the time when Lord Nimai arrived at the house of Lakshmi Priya.
I'm supposed to tell three pastimes. Be lucky to get to this one.
But I could only get to this point.
I think I only finished the marriage.
I think I'll only finish till marriage.
I'll say, there was, when Lord Chaitanya arrived, there were lamps. There was conch shells blowing. And ladies doing uludhwani.
You ladies know how to do uludhwani?
Too shy. It said that the devis in the heavenly planets, they also do this uludhwani. So,
little practice, you can improve it.
One more time. May help chant Hari Bol.
Pretty good.
So all auspicious sounds.
So all auspicious sounds
were greeting Nimai Pandit.
Were greeting Nimai Pandit.
And then they sat him down at the fire yajna.
And then they sat him down at the fire yajna.
And they brought Lakshmi Priya.
And they brought Lakshmi Priya
with her head covered.
With her head covered.
And she was carrying a lamp.
And she was carrying a lamp.
And she went around Lord Nimai 7 times.
She went around Lord Nimai 7 times.
And then she was seated on his side.
And then she was seated on his side.
So then the marriage ceremony.
Then the marriage ceremony.
And the father of Lakshmi Priya gave his daughter in marriage to Nimai Pandit.
The father of Lakshmi Priya gave his daughter in marriage to Nimai Pandit.
Then they stayed one night over at the house.
Then they stayed one night over at the house.
And then the next morning.
And then the next morning.
I think it was. I went back by the same palanquin.
I think that they went back by the same palanquin.
And people were seeing Nimai Pandit and Lakshmi Priya.
And people were seeing Nimai Pandit and Lakshmi Priya.
Some people commented, oh, they look just like Indra and Sachi.
Some people complimented, oh, they look like, just like Indra and Sachi.
No, they look like Lakshmi and Narayan.
No, they look like Lakshmi and Narayan.
Like that there are different comments.
Like that there were different compliments.
And then Lord Chaitanya took his new bride.
And then Lord Chaitanya took his new bride
to her home.
Into her home.
Lord Chaitanya, he was an ideal householder.
Lord Chaitanya, he was an ideal householder.
Every day,
he would invite poor people, sannyasis. Every day he would
invite sannyasis and poor people.
Every day he would invite sannyasis and poor people
to come and take prasadam.
To come and take prasadam.
And then he would tell Mother Sachi.
And he would tell Mother Sachi.
Oh, we have about 20 guests today.
Well, we have about 20 guests today.
20 guests?
20 guests.
I don't have the ingredients.
I don't have the ingredients.
How will I cook for 20?
How will I quick for 20? Cook for 20?
It's all right.
It's all right.
You do whatever you can.
You do whatever you can.
And just at the last minute.
And just at the last minute.
Someone drops off grains, sabjis.
Someone drops off grains, sabjis.
So Mother Sachi and Lakshmi Priya.
So Mother Sachi and Lakshmi Priya
cooked for the guests.
Cooked for the guests.
Lord Chaitanya personally served out.
Lord Chaitanya personally served out
all the prasadam to the visitors.
To the visitors.
In fact, if they met a poor person on the road, he would give them some alms.
In fact, for the poor people on the road, he would give them some alms.
some food. So he was very generous. But he would never talk about women. No jokes. And this Sahajiyas, one of them is the Gauranga Nagaris.
The Gauranga Nagaris,
they try to destroy Krishna. He is everyone's husband.
They try to display that Krishna, he is everyone's husband. He is everyone's husband.
But Lord Chaitanya, he played the part of a very chaste householder. And apart from his wife, he treated all the ladies as his mother. So, he became very famous. Anyone wanted to do pious activity, they'd go and send some donation to Nimai Pandit. It was not unusual that some rich man had seen Nimai Pandit coming on the roadside. He got down from his palanquin. And offer obeisances to Nimai Pandit. And give him some donation.
Sometimes
Nimai would go to the town.
Go through the town
with his disciples.
And
then people would offer him.
Gifts.
I don't want to say more than that because I don't know.
I don't want to tell more because I don't know if Radhanath Swami will tell that story.
So, like this for some time. Nimai, Lakshmi Priya and Mother Sachi.
Are
living together.
Supposed to tell about his going to Bangladesh. And Keshava Kashmiri. I'll just tell about his going to Bangladesh.
So, he told his mother. And wife that I'll go just for a few days.
I'll go just for a few days.
To East Bengal. To raise some finance. I'll come back. So I asked Mother Sachi, please take care of my wife.
So he asked Mother Sachi, please take care of my wife.
Then he went with some students.
So then he went with some students
to East Bengal.
To East Bengal.
He went up the Ganges.
He went up the Ganges
until he crossed into the Ganga and the Padma.
Until
it forks into the Ganga and Padma. Then
in Padma,
by bathing there you get love of Krishna. But if you are a Vaishnava offender, you get suffering. Maybe that's why most of the people along the Padma have floods and suffering.
Maybe that's why most of the people along the banks of the Padma have floods and suffering.
But
Narottam Das Thakur,
he lived by the Padma. And he got love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was enjoying his water sports. In the Padma.
And then he was teaching. He went to Silhet.
Srihatta. He saw the birthplace of his forefathers.
People had heard of Navadvip.
Had heard of Nimai Pandit. But they couldn't believe. The great Nimai Pandit. Had come all the way. To East Bengal.
Haribo.
So many students came. For their chance in a lifetime. And they studied under Nimai Pandit.
Anyone who would learn from him
could not be affected by Mayavadi. And he would also glorify the holy name.
The Harinam.
So he was he spent months. Meanwhile, Lakshmi Priya.
She was feeling such separation.
From Nimai. She's sitting by the Ganges. She's crying.
She was by the Ganges and she was crying.
She thought that if I'm in the spiritual world, I can associate with the Lord all the time.
I can associate with the Lord all the time.
Here I am separated. So then she decided to go back to the spiritual world.
And
externally.
And externally, it looked like she was bitten by a snake.
But she went back.
But she went back
to the spiritual world.
To the spiritual world.
Mother Sachi was so frustrated.
Mother Sachi was so frustrated.
What will I tell Nimai?
What will I tell Nimai?
He asked him to take care of his wife.
He asked me to take care of his wife.
She is no more.
She is no more.
What will I say?
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 And Arthur started to comfort her, but she took it very personally.
Others were trying to calm her down, but she took it very personally.
Lord Chaitanya as super soul.
Lord Chaitanya as a super soul.
He knew what was happening.
He knew what was happening.
So he decided to come back to Navadvip.
So he decided to come back to Navadvip.
And he told his students that he was going back.
And he told his students that he was going back.
Some decided to go with him.
Some decided to go with him.
And some didn't.
And some didn't.
But in those days, the teacher.
In those days, the teacher.
Would not take any salary.
Would not take any salary.
But at the end of the tuition.
But at the end of the tuition,
they would give him gifts.
They would give him gifts.
So he got gold.
So he got gold, silver,
fine chadars.
Fine chadars.
All kinds of gifts.
All kinds of gifts.
So he packed all his gifts.
So he packed up his gifts.
And he went back to Navadvip.
And he went back to Navadvip.
He went and he presented all the things to Mother Sachi.
He went and presented all the things to Mother Sachi.
But Mother Sachi was not thinking.
But Mother Sachi was not speaking.
She cooked.
She couldn't.
She cooked.
She cooked.
But all the friends and the neighbors, they came and seen Nimai Pandit.
All the friends and neighbors, they came to see Nimai Pandit.
And he was joking with them.
And he was joking with them.
That they speak a funny dialect in Sri Hatta.
That they speak a funny dialect in Sri Hatta. And he would mimic
Sri Hatta dialect.
Sri Hatta dialect.
Hi hi.
Hi hi.
Ho ho.
Ho ho.
So he was smiling and laughing.
So he was smiling and laughing.
And so everyone was happy to see him.
So everyone was happy to see him.
Soon they left.
And soon they left.
So then Lord Chaitanya asked Mother Sachi, why you're not speaking?
So then Lord Chaitanya asked Mother Sachi, why you're not speaking?
I brought so much wealth home. I brought so much wealth home.
I brought so much wealth home.
You're not smiling, you're not saying anything.
You're not smiling, you're not saying anything.
Why is that?
Why is that?
She said, your wife Ganga fought the higher. Your wife has gone back to Godhead.
She said, your wife has gone back to Godhead.
So at first, the Maya acted out the human emotions.
So at first, Nimai acted out the human emotions. For about half an hour.
Then he said, he started preaching to his mother.
Then he started preaching to his mother.
And that was the marriage of Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi Priya.
So that was the marriage of Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi Priya.
At that time, my father, he was a very well-known teacher.
At that time, Nimai Pandit was a very well-known teacher.
And he spoke at the house of Sanjay Mukunda.
And he spoke at the house of Sanjay Mukunda.
And also by the side of the Ganges.
Also by the side of the Ganges.
He had thousands of pupils.
He had thousands of pupils.
So I'll end that tonight.
So I'll end there today.